Yeah, I've been frightened. One time, my mom and I, we were driving, and we were stopped at a traffic light, and I promise you, to the left, there was a car driving normally, but no one was driving it. I'm serious. Maybe the person was short and they couldn't see over the wheel, but I know what I saw. And I was so scared. And I told my mom, and she just thought I was being silly. And maybe I was, because, you know, when you're a kid, your imagination kind of takes over.
Now, when I went on holiday with my first boyfriend, Kevin, we went on a cycling holiday around the, what do you call it in English? The Black Forest, that's right, the Black Forest. And one day we went to a German campsite. And we thought we'd be cool and camp in a tent well away from everybody else. And it was quite romantic and quite exciting. And then in the middle of the night, I heard footsteps approaching the tent. And I thought, oh, I'm just imagining things. Maybe it's windy. And then they got louder and louder and louder. And I remember being absolutely terrified. And they got right to the tent door. I remember the hair on the back of my neck standing up. And I made Kevin go outside and confront the beast or whoever it was. And he got hold of the mallet, pulled down the zip, poked his head out the door. And we were both mortified. And then we were so relieved when we discovered it was a cow that had come to see what we were doing.
Yeah, once I was in this hotel room in the Philippines, and it was about, I was sleeping, and it was about 3 in the morning, I think. I'm not really sure. And suddenly, well, it was like this wooden bungalow, so I could feel vibrations because someone was obviously walking up the steps. And so that sort of woke me up a bit. And then next thing I knew, I opened my eyes and I saw the door handle turning. It was like something from a horror film. And then this sort of dark figure came in. And I can't remember what I said, but I think I must have just sat up and shouted, "Oi, what are you doing?" or something like that. Because the person just, like, ran away. I just saw this dark shadow running away and sort of just got up. And after that, I pushed the bed up against the door, so I felt a bit safer. But I never slept really well after that.
I was in the apartment with my flatmate the other day, and he just went out to the shop to get a litre of milk. And I thought, about 5 minutes later, I thought he'd come back in because the door swung wide open with a bang. And I was in the bathroom fixing my hair, something like that. I turned around and said, "All right, Tommy, okay there?" And nobody answered. So I was like, okay, went up to check the door, nobody there. I don't know what it was. I think it might have been a ghost or something, because he came back about 5 minutes later and said it wasn't him playing a joke or anything. So I don't know, was it a spirit or a ghost or somebody trying to break in? I still don't know what happened.